The Environmental Protection Agency has proposed reversing a scientific finding it made more than a decade ago that climate pollution threatens public health and welfare. That finding has been the basis for federal climate regulations. But instead of being a relief for companies, the proposed change from the EPA could create legal problems for them. NPR's Michael Copley explains.
Neighborhoods around Charleston, South Carolina are flooding more often as climate change raises sea levels and drives more intense rainstorms, threatening billions in losses. So Charleston sued oil and gas companies in state court for allegedly concealing the dangers of burning fossil fuels. The case was thrown out recently, in part because the judge said greenhouse gas pollution is an issue for the federal government to deal with. That was good news for the oil and gas industry. It's battling a wave of climate lawsuits from states and other municipalities, and it's long argued that climate pollution needs to be dealt with at the federal level. But the Trump administration now says the federal government doesn't have that authority, and that could weaken the industry's ability to defend itself. Jeff Holmstead is an environmental lawyer and was an EPA official under former President George W. Bush.
There's already a lot of climate change litigation. There's plenty of people out there who want to bring lawsuits, and it seems like this would just invite a lot more litigation.
Theodore Boutros, a lawyer for the oil and gas company Chevron, told NPR that no matter what the Trump administration does, the Supreme Court's already found greenhouse gas emissions are covered by federal law. But Trump administration supporters think the court's primed to overturn that ruling. Holmstead says it's a toss-up.
There's just a lot of legal uncertainty if the administration's preferred approach will actually stand up in court.
There are other risks looming for businesses if the Environmental Protection Agency reverses the endangerment finding it made more than a decade ago, when it found climate pollution threatens public health and welfare. The endangerment finding has underpinned federal climate regulations since 2009. Companies often complain those rules are too strict. But Lisa Jacobson says having the EPA regulate climate pollution has given businesses predictability to make big, long-term investments. She says that predictability is now in jeopardy. Jacobson runs the Business Council for Sustainable Energy, whose members include major electricity producers.
I look at what the administration wants to accomplish with regards to our national security and winning the AI race. We want to have expansive energy production. We have that opportunity. We can do that affordably, and we can do it while we're managing air pollution and greenhouse gas emissions.
Jacobson says she'd rather be helping companies build that infrastructure rather than debating changes to regulatory policy,
which will cause disruption in planning and moving forward with projects we need today.
The American Petroleum Institute, a trade group for the oil and gas industry, said in a statement to NPR that it continues to support federal regulation of greenhouse gas emissions. The EPA told NPR that the agency hasn't taken any final action on its proposal. Michael Copley, NPR News.